Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, it's your host, Shanella Beretta L, and we are in a part two of the Diamond Phenomenon 2020 Vision. This is the grand finale, baby. We weren't able to get the last part. We had some technical difficulties, so now we're going to bring it back. We're going to pull it back up, and we're going to get this info in because this is the phenomenon. This is the grand finale. The truth has to be known, and we're crystallizing, baby. As I mentioned before on the entrance of this grand finale is that We're going to be exploring the Crystal City, the Diamond Retreat, the New Moon we spoke about on the previous part one, and Mars in America. This is the true ancient world. Okay, so we're going to get into the diamond phenomenon. What this diamond phenomenon is, it's the mission. This mission, the diamond phenomenon, is Merkabah activation by means of alchemy. Merkabah, divine light body vehicle, and Mer means light, Ka means spirit, Ba means body. We're going to be dropping a lot on Diamond Retreat private for those on the Diamond Journey and that are private retreat members. We will not giving pearls to swine, so that's why we have gone all the way private, and this is going to be our last episode on this public platform. We'll be back sometime in 2021 with Life Beyond the Stars after we are well maintained within the Diamond Retreat. Again, we have a physical location and we have a virtual retreat where take a monthly package, which is $90.99. You get a structural repair, a herbal detox, a couple teas, calendar with all plant-based suggestions, what you can eat throughout the month. But again, fasting is more sufficient as we do have minerals in our body that our body knows what to do if we leave it alone, but we keep bothering it with chemicals and poison water and food, so it doesn't have time to heal and reconstruct on its own. The Creator made us complete with our immune system and our body that takes care of itself, so it reconstructs on its own. But with so much trauma being done to our body, now we need help with crystallization and mineral upgrades. A list of structural repairs, different types of detoxes, and different kinds of teas that will help you on the Diamond Retreat if you choose the virtual version, but it's all inclusive in the physical location we have in the Caribbean. That is our mission, and we're building a better, bigger, better retreat, a whole new world. So with this here, this Diamond Retreat, we have a list, which is the Future in Herbal Therapy, and we have the Diamond Clean Detoxes, we have Diamond Life, the Structural Repairs, and we also have tea blends and then the herbal infusions. Check out Diamond James 13 if you're interested in that monthly retreat package, and you can also buy these things separately without the retreat package. Alchemy. The Diamond Retreat, by the way, is alchemy, separating the living from the dead. Become a private member gives you keys and insights to the Mystery School to assist you in awakening your divine light body vehicle. We have a crystal inside of our body. We have a crystal city. The Diamond Retreat are for those that are ready to crank up the ignition in their body in full gear to reach its optimal potential. The Diamond Retreat does this by having the flow of currency. It runs through the crystals in your body. In a world that's on the verge of imminent collapse, here at Diamond June 13, self-sufficiency is our main focus. And with the sea moss and bladder wax, sea up are two key ingredients to key herbs in this formula, and it's all about vibration maintenance. For plant-based eaters, a good source of B12 and B vitamins, which feeds the brain, and it's easily depleted from the brain, and it's easily killed within the body. So we need our B vitamins to feed the brain, especially B12, which most plant-based eaters are deficient in. So you can get your B12 from bladderwack, and this is something that I've been wanting to get my hands on because I need to get my B12 in, and a lot of people don't know about these plant-based sources, so this is a good start. B vitamins are essential for converting sugars and protein into energy during periods of high activity. to B vitamins are depleted faster, better, highly effective for post and pre-workout solutions to maintain high energy and for longer periods of time. Iron is high demanding, helping carry oxygen to organs. Low iron levels leave you looking and feeling sluggish. Zinc for endurance and energy capacity. Neglecting your protein and fats while loading up on carbs can cause zinc deficiency and limit oxygen intake, which cause accumulation and fatigue. Zinc to maintain your power and recovery. Now, also vitamin D is essential for me. As a plant eater, I love my raw kale, my raw spinach, and also blending that up and having my green juice. That's my energy boost. It gives me a spike, and I love it. It's my vibration. But I also sunbathe. I spend an hour minimum in the sun when I can, especially in the summer months. And that's how I get my vitamin D. But you can also get your vitamin D from seaweeds for muscle function, muscle mass maintenance, and mitochondrial function. On mitochondrial function on the Diamond Phenomenon, the opening on in 2018, Diamond Phenomenon Liberation Lounge at the Knowledge Bookstore. So if you want to check that out, become a private member, diamondsareforever.ca, and check out video footage from the Diamond Phenomenon 2018, because we speak about a lot about this metaphysical crystallization states and a lot of different states for us to come into our true divine body, diamond body. Now, with the C upgrade, highly associated with the throat chakra because of iodine, is the number one and most abundant mineral in seaweeds. With seaweeds being iodine is healthy for the thyroid function, which we are dealing with the throat chakra. The thyroid is a butterfly-shaped gland that sits low on the front of the neck. Your thyroid lies below your Adam's apple along the front of the windpipe. It has two side lobes connected by a bridge in the middle. When the thyroid is its normal size, you can feel it. The thyroid gland releases hormones that control the metabolism that converts the food you eat into energy. Metabolism is a generator that takes to power up bigger things. Energy used throughout the whole body to keep systems working properly. So that's what the thyroid is, very huge, especially when it comes down to releasing hormones that control your metabolism. So as hormones are used, the thyroid creates replacements to keep your thyroid working properly. This is all supervised by some pituitary gland, located in the center of your skull below your brain. The pituitary gland controls the amount of thyroid hormones in your bloodstream. When the pituitary gland senses a lack of thyroid hormones or a high level of hormones in your body, the amounts with its own hormone. The hormone is called thyroid stimulating hormone, TSH, will be sent to the thyroid and the thyroid that what needs to be done to get the body back to normal. Throat chakra deals with intentional listening and mindful communication. Enough, the throat chakra is also associated with the cervical spine, entangling with metamorphosis and kundalini awakening. So the C upgrade is so essential to this diamond retreat to help with your structural repair. The lower layers of your skin by triggering cellular function, skin repair of scars and cuts and regular levels. The antioxidants in bladderwack contains the skin, keeps the skin looking while reducing age spots, blemishes, and wrinkles. They also boost skin elasticity, keeping you well toned. Collagen is more important bones than calcium on its own. The mucous membrane repairs. Bones are third collagen, and collagen is needed to maintain and repair the body's connective tissue after a workout. The body, it supports the bone and muscle structure, which after a workout is needed to rest, and collagen helps stronger you. It's also very good for eye health. A great way to trigger better eye health are with capsules. Not only with the abundance of collagen, but BioRock contains two major antioxidants, both which have been shown to improve, may also prevent or slow down molecular degeneration and cataracts. Diamond Retreat Private, you can always check out more information. You don't have to be a private. So Diamond Dreams 13, although and the Diamond Retreat Private, we only accept retreat. You have to be a private member to diamondsareforever.ca and a private retreat member for this crystallizing info. Now, we are all about self-sufficiency. As I said, the diamond phenomenon, Merkaba activation, the way we synthesize our minerals and proteins is unique, and our individual responsibility to figure out what works best for us to turn the truth comes from the heart, not from outside of you. Detoxing has to be done with the heart. If your heart isn't in it, it's not going to work. Creation is a buildup of life force. You are creating life. How do you expect to create life if you aren't fully in it? So it's important to be fully. Everybody's body works different. We are not all the same. What works for me may not work for you and vice versa. We all have different ways to process the minerals and enzymes to break them down. Some of us are more advanced than others. Ones need to catch up on their biochemistry for transformation. Study your body and what works for you. This will require you to push your body. This is so important for me. I've been on this journey for so long. I'm already tapped. I'm already upgraded. So I know what I need to do in order. And again, it's a lonely journey, and I do come down to assist those that are on this journey and to help them with their biochemistry. Individual responsibility. So melanin rich is mineral rich. You turn your stagnant melanin and melanin. That's why we are introducing the C supplements as an essential component to our diamond retreat. Over and transforming our bodies to light body beings, mineral-rich sources are needed to maintain a high vibration and increase our biophotons. Self-transformation is the root of alchemy. Turning base metals into gold is the same as turning copper into gold. Copper beings into gold beings, which is beings into gold beings. Because we already have gold in our blood, but it's up to us to amplify the natural minerals in our body. Everyone can be a diamond. It's up to you if you want to amplify the minerals inside you. CMOS is made up of 92 out of 102 minerals that the body needs. Bladderwrack brings the missing 10 minerals for the 2 mineral count. As original beings, it's best we intake minerals from its original source, and Bladderwrack has the original source of iodine, a vital role in improving cognitive function and disinfecting water, to name a few. So it disinfects the water in our body. So essential. Maintain a high vibration and activate our diamond body. Some of the nutritional value Bladderwrack consists of are calcium, vitamins, iodine, potassium, sodium, magnesium, iron, silicon, and silica. Silica is a key herb in one of our other structural supplements. We're going to get into that after, but also has it within it. Now, with our focus being to turn over stagnant melanin to divine melanin, sea moss is one of the most nutritious and mineral-rich plants known to man. The sea plants are exceptionally important to crystallization. The sea moss and bladderwrack combination benefits are in abundance. Stay tuned for the diamond retreat. So as I mentioned before, we have our Diamond Retreat list, the Future in Herbal Therapy, Diamond Clean, Diamond Life, Tea Blends, and Herbal. Check that out on Diamond Dreams 13. You can get each thing sold separately without having a Diamond Retreat package. And We are about self-sufficiency, philanthropy, and innovation. So we are also the plug for the Tower Gardens. These are gardens you can grow food within your house or within your workplace all year round. Basically bringing you the new spring and winter. And this will prepare you for any unexpected things to come, because you know we can't depend on these grocery stores and these other outlets. So it's important to grow your own food as a source of self-sufficiency. Within 3 weeks you can see a major growth. You can get food all the time at a fast rate. The Tower Garden grows different herbs as well, like basil, bee balm, calendula, you know, that marigold, catnip, chamomile, dandelion, dill, fennel, leaf fennel, lemon balm, lemongrass, milk thistle, nettle, oregano, parsley, passion flower, rosemary, sage, just to name a few. And then also it grows its tomatoes, lettuce, and anything you could think of. So if you are interested in becoming self-sufficient and getting a Tower Garden, you can contact dreams@live.ca. Or you can also become a private member on diamondsareforever.ca and contact me directly for your Tower Garden, because we are the plug. We have the Tower Gardens. And if you're interested in becoming self-sufficient, invest in yours today. You can also invest as a private retreat member at the Diamond Retreat in Tower Garden as well. So the Diamond Retreat is from 2 weeks to a month, and you can also get your pricing, become a private member, and get pricing for that. We are retreating from December 1st, and there's very limited spots at the physical location, so first come, first serve. So we're going to get into some more crystallization for the Diamond Retreat. Everything in our body is a crystal structure. That's the only way electricity can move through our body, through periodic. Crystal is a periodic pattern. Amino acids have to be arranged in periodic order to be coherent. Diamonds and crystals is carbon under pressure. Land is located directly under carbon on the periodic table. The change of carbon structure to crystalline base structure is a personal responsibility. We need to turn over from carbon 666 to crystalline 616. The sequences have to be reoccurring repeatedly from time to time. With histones overwhelmed, DNA relates incomplete info to RNA, creating structural mistakes. This is why alchemy and consistency is needed for true transformation. So it's so important to keep the consistency, and that's why we have the Diamond Retreat. So we are away from outside distractions, and we can focus on crystallizing. Solitude is also very important to crystallization, so you can build up the true divine energies of who you really are. And it's a lot of pressure because you have to be consistent. That means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, like all year. Crystallizing is pressure on the carbon, and you really have to put in work and push your body to crystallize. Can you handle the pressure? Silica is another important mineral that we have, another structural repair supplement, and we also have merengue. So those are two key herbs and another supplement that we have at Diamond. And the two key herbs in this blend, moringa and silica, paves the way for crystallization. Moringa being a supernatural plant with 7 times more vitamin C and 15 times more potassium than bananas. It also has calcium, protein, iron, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals are extremely supportive to maintain a healthy lifestyle. And beautifying skin, battles HIV and over 300 diseases. Vibration maintenance. Booster protects the liver, preventing and treating cancer. Mood disorders such as fatigue, depression, anxiety, powerful antioxidants. Heart health, over 42 different antioxidants. Calcium and breakfast for us to help keep bones strong, along with treating reducing scars and closing wounds. Moringa treats symptoms of overlaying and underlying sicknesses and diseases. Silica, contributing to teeth, hair, teeth health, hair, and nails, which are actually crystals known as piezo crystals. We elaborated on that diamond phenomenon in 2018, the opening at the Knowledge Bookstore inside a Liberation Lounge. We have a crystal city inside of our body. Piezoelectric crystals that they're known as, that electricity runs through. And that's why music is also a huge factor. At the Diamond Retreat, we'll be playing a lot of high vibrational music, real instruments, jazz, classical music, because it stimulates the brain crystals in our body. These crystals are semiconductive, and it heals faster when pressure is applied to it. So when you look at bones, when you fracture bones and you break your bone, you add a cast to it, which applies pressure and allows it to heal faster. That's a concept that we're running with. We're applying pressure. So you really have to push your body to in order to crystallize. That is our supernatural diamond capsules. Again, we have supporting herbs, balancing herbs, and catalysts. Moringa and the silica are only the key herbs. So if you want to experience the diamond journey, come over to Diamond Dreams 13 and become. So you really have to detox, deprogram, and detach. And remember, you have to be detoxing your vessel and really be about this diamond life in order to be a private member. Because this diamond the living from the dead, where you're given keys and insights to the mystery school to assist you in awakening your divine light body vehicle. And diamonds are forever.ca private. Welcome to the queendom. So we're going to be dropping way more information on crystallizing on Diamond Retreat Private. And we also have some ancient history on Moors in America. So, because this is the true old, the real. Here says Global Estate is the Melanin Rich and the Return of the Ancients are coming back for their children of the planet. And even the good books speak of the ones that claim that they are Jews but are not, but are beginning of. And we see the state of the world that is in right now. On the previous episode on Diamond Nights, we were speaking on some documents on the ancient Essenes. Now we were speaking on Yahshua or Paul, a very large, long document speaking on the infiltration of Paul on the Essenes. I'm going to post diamondsareforever.ca, but I will finish off Essene.org, where they speak about the introduction of Essenes. And I'm going to end off this document, but I'm also going to post this document, the Diamond Blog, so you can get the full scope of and read it yourself. So, poor, sick, and injured were given constant and devoted care and protected from all want to the end of their lives. But what form of healing was the ancient Essenes 20 centuries ago were practicing what we today consider new and call holistic medicine? In the outstanding book, Love, inform us, curiously enough, the health practices of the ancient Essenes are making a huge comeback today under the name naturopathy, preventative medicine, Ayurveda, and others. Increasing numbers of people today are adapting the following natural means of empowering their health that were also employed by the ancient Essenes. Especially the powerful effect of specific natural foods to prevent and heal diseases. Breathing exercises, physical culture of all forms, herbs, fasting, massage, sun therapy, water therapy, gardening, the use of precious and semi-precious stones. Robert Cheney, in his aforementioned book, describes the Essenes healing practices. Three basic practices were followed by the Essenes in their healing. First, it was believed that divinity was expressed in the plant kingdom as an antidote for the human kingdom, that for every illness there existed a palliative in a root, leaf, or bark of a tree or plant. The Essenes, therefore, were herbalists in the highest sense of the word. So this sounds a lot like the Dead Sea Scrolls, the Book of Enoch. Watchers introduced the healing of medicine and magic with bark and plants and all that to the daughters. The third mention of healing, in which the Essenes were extremely well versed, drew upon the healing powers of the invisible worlds around them. They acquired an unparalleled mystery in manipulating these healing powers of the superior spheres. In an ancient Essene scripture published by the Edenite Society, the Essene Humane Gospel of Jesus, we read, "And Christ did heal every alignment and disease sick, even teaching the people the art of true health reform according to the natural laws of nature." Yeah. "For taught the people healing properties of plants, even every herb and grass in the field, and the power hidden in the stones and cleansing. And many were amazed and did believe and were healed." Two more questions must be asked in regard to Essene communal villages. How did they treat children? How did they treat the elderly? The heart or the lack thereof of any community or nation is. And they treat their children and old folks. How did the Essenes treat children? Hall writes, "The Essenes held children in special regard. They trained these young attentive to natural abilities and inclinations. When these children reached maturity, they were in no way required to accept of the sect to become members. They might choose to do so or not, as they please." Even the celibate Essene community loved children and cared for orphans, Hall tells us. The order adopted orphans, reared them with all tenderness. How about the elderly? How were the members of the Essene communal villages treated when they were too old to work anymore? After all, there was no such thing as social security checks back then, Hall reports. The aged were held in the highest esteem, and it was remembered that they had worked faithfully and lovingly as long as their strength had permitted. They were given devoted care and protected from want to the end of their lives. So they had no wants. They were worshipped. The elders were respected in high regard. So that's how it will be like, and that's how it should be like. And that's what this Diamond Retreat is all about. It's all about evolving and working together and truly becoming that diamond being. The Essene communal life was based on a set of rules of conduct, spiritual discipline, and lifestyle practices called the Essene Helkoth. The Essene Helkoth was given by their line of chief priests called Teachers of Righteousness and reached its zenith with the ultimate master teacher, Yahshua HaMashiach. The Essene Helkoth was, in fact, a yoga system. It united seven basic yoga systems in different syntheses. Essene yoga included Raja yoga, silent meditation, Hatha yoga, physical postures and breath work, Bhakti yoga, love and devotion to God, Gana yoga, spiritual study and discourse, Laya yoga, the science of using the chakras to bring about higher states of spiritualization, Karma yoga, creative work for the uplift of all, Mantra yoga, verbal prayers, singing and chanting. Central to the Essene yoga was a life style practice called the Sevenfold Peace, which included a meditation practice called Communion with the Tree of Life. Specific details on how to perform the various aspects of the Sin Yoga include Sevenfold Peace Communions and videos from our catalog. It is a major importance to realize this, that the Isi exodus from descendant worldly cities to form Essene communal villages did not mean that they turned their backs on the world or abandoned the people left behind. The main purposes of leaving the worldly cities to form Essene communal villages was to become living cells of non-violent social transformation, examples for the rest of the world. Also, part of the Essene practice of Tekkun Olam to actively participate in the healing and transformation of the world was to send Essene teachers and healers into cities. In his excellent book, From Enoch to the Dead Sea Scrolls. So the Dead Sea Scrolls is mentioned, and therefore it's our stuff, the Dead Sea Scrolls, the War Scrolls, the Book of Enoch. The Essenes knew that there was no escape from the circle of oppression, hatred, and violence, and violent wars and revolutions, changing the ignorance of the individuals of the world. The solution which the Essenes offered were for economic and social harmony can be applied the present as well as the past. It contained four factors. One, separating from the chaotic conditions of the mass of mankind, which refuses to obey law, demonstrating a practical and social system based on natural and cosmic law. Three, communicating these ideas to that through teaching, healing, and helping others according to their needs. Four, attracting to their communities or other individuals who other individuals who are sufficiently evolved to be willing to cooperate with the law. It is truly said that you can judge a tree based on the report of the writers who were contemporary to the Essenes. We must conclude that Essene communal villages were very effective trees for the production of beautiful, wonderful human beings. Consider the praises and contemporaries such as Pliny, Josephus, and these men actually knew the Essenes and said of them, a race by themselves more remarkable than any other in all the world. They show more love for each other than us and live a more moral life. Rightly do they deserve to be called an example for people. They live each day in constant and unalterable holiness. Mainly, Hall sums up the lifestyle of the ancient Essenes in moving terms. The Essenes revolved to live by the laws of God in the world of men by simply permitting consciousness to guide conscious and conscious to govern conduct. The Essenes unfolded the basic plan for human society. The more devoutly they practiced these principles, the more obvious it became that the program was both possible and practical. By loving their fellow men and serving them, discovered in their own hearts the God of love and service. Having compared the overview of the ancient Essenes, we will conclude with an invitation to participate in the modern Essene Church of Christ. In the ancient Essene manuscripts used by the church, Jesus predicted his enemies would alter his teachings after his crucifixion, and his church would become corrupt. Jesus was crucified. It was not long before his church was taken over by his enemies, and his true followers were executed as heretics. Christianity then became a state-run religion, run by corrupt kings via their puppet popes. They altered the New Testament, they removed all references to the Essenes, and eliminated Jesus' teachings on veganism, on vegetarianism, reincarnation, the feminine, and the feminine God, and much more. That was the dark age. Christ predicted all of it, but he also predicted an age of light in which his esteemed church of Christ would return and his true teachings would be distributed. And that has happened. That's exactly what's happening right now. About 20 years after the crucifixion, Paul, who had never met, split off from the vegetarian Essene Nazarene Christianity and started a competing meat-eating branch of Christianity, the old apostles who had actually known and been trained by Christ, continued to lead the Essene Nazarene Christian movement and refused to participate in the corrupt version of Christianity founded by Paul, the old apostles, including James, Peter, John, and Thomas, declared that Paul was altering the true teachings of Christ. Because Paul knew Christ's doctrine on vegetarianism and other life, which seemed hard to follow, and replaced them with an easy and false system of salvation based on merely believing the sacrificial death of Jesus, his worldly version of Christianity grew to be much larger than the Essene Nazarene version. Paul's Christianity, called Paulinity, evolved into the Roman Catholic Church. Up until the 4th century, both types of Christian churches existed: vegetarian Essene Christianity and meat-eating Catholic Paulinity. But then, in the 4th Church, having grown into a large state-run religion, sent their army to exterminate as heretics Essene Nazarenes. Nearly all the Essene Nazarenes and most of their books, which contained the true teachings of Christ, were burned. From that time on, the Essene Nazarene Christianity existed only in small numbers as a hidden underground religion, but Paulinity spread all over the planet, mainstream modern Christianity today, both Catholic and Protestant. It's more on the teachings of Paul and Jesus and should based on the teachings of Paul than Christ and should be referred to. Fortunately, the original books of the Essene Nazarene Christianity were not all burned. Some were hidden and are now in our possession. And these are the Dead Sea Scrolls. When you talk about Qumran and the War Scrolls and stuff, these are ancient scrolls that were hidden. Real ancient teachings of the Essenes, the true Jews, and not the ones that are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. As Christ prophesies, his Essene Church of Christ has returned, and his true teachings available. Essene Church of Christ hereby declares that the bliss day of restoration of the true church and true teachings of Christ has now come. We believe we are that true church and that we are the authorized custodians and chief disseminators of those true teachings. We do not believe we are the only good church or that other churches are bad. In fact, we study wisdom wherever we find it, even in other churches and religions. But we do believe that we are the true reincarnation of Church of Christ, the Essenes, and that we have been chosen by Christ to distribute the authentic teachings as they precise point in planetary history. The cusp between ages. We believe the leaders of our church are reincarnated Essenes. They were closely with Christ 2,000 years ago and have now reincarnated to help him with his current work. We are now entering a cusp between two ages. We are near the end of the Piscean, ushered by Christ 2,000 years ago, and will soon enter an Aquarian age. Essene prophecy states that the ancient Essene masters will reincarnate at this time, and we have to prepare the way of Christ himself to reappear. These are exciting and challenging times. You can be at the forefront of this bliss work via affiliation with the Essene Church of Christ. And then they just, on this document, they have an invitation. I invite you to participate in the bliss work of the Essene Church of Christ. We are currently planting a congregation in our church and all over the world. The church operates many activities, including home study, Essene ministerial training programs, an Essene mystery school, and a yearly national Essene gathering. Plus, plans are now being made for an Essene community, which will be the international headquarters of Essene Church of Christ. So we are all coming out now, the ones that are reincarnated, the ones that really have this in our hearts, to come out and to really start bring out the diamond within us and let the truth be known of the return of the Most Highs. And the truth has to be known worldwide before the end will come. Because we're in time of revelation and the end is upon us. So it's good to get prepared and prepare for this great war, this spiritual warfare. Now, those that have been following me on this diamond journey know that when I started this diamond phenomenon in 2018, I took a lot of people under my wings. And when you are pushing this much truth and you're a queen with so much weight, big shoes, not everybody can walk these big shoes and handle the pressure of becoming a diamond. So a lot of people that have come with me that I've taken under my wings on this journey has fallen away, and I have basically fell back to from them because they were pretending the whole time, and they act like they're really about this diamond life, and they're really not. Really very much like Paul, that wants attention and spotlight for all the wrong reasons, and they're not doing it for the divinity in their heart, but for lower self reasons. And that's why this diamond retreat is so important to me, to come together with divine people that are detoxing and really serious about handling this pressure, becoming a diamond being. Because you have to surround yourself with those that are on the same mission as you. And this is supernatural. This mission is immortal. It's immortal beings, not mortal beings, in order to accomplish this diamond journey. And that's why we're moving from public into private. We downloaded all the episodes from Blog Talk Radio. This is our last day on Blog Talk, Diamond Talk Radio, and that's why it's a Diamond Phenomenon 2020 vision. Giving you guys some insights and letting you know that we will be back in 2021 with Life Beyond the Stars, because we're solidifying our diamond retreat in private, and we're getting our official location prepared while we stay at the temporary location in the Caribbean. So now I want to speak more in America. You know, a lot of people that I've taken under my wings, unfortunately a lot of people that start with you are not. That just means they're not meant to go to where you're going. And doesn't mean it's over or anything like that, but you are really, really are. And I'm so grateful to come across the real ones, the real soldier kings out there, those divine heart chakra and up beings. They're not living in their lower self, 666. And I'm able to really start building now. And sometimes if you want something done right, you have to do it yourself. Because these fake ones that I had around me at the beginning, they were just clones acting like they're really plugged into the source, but they're just energy, and they're really channeling demons, and now that's where they are. They're stuck in a place where they're channeling demons and not connected to the source. But for me, I'm moving like electricity with this diamond life and this diamond retreat, because diamonds are forever, and we're going to keep evolving. And let the truth be known about the Most High's return, just like the ancient Essenes did. And check out Heaven, my second publication, an adventure throughout the planet, a mystic tale on the energy grid, and just bringing you more divine info on crystallization and the true ancient history of the world, more in America, which is the true ancient world. So you tell me about these invisible lines and invisible borders on the planet. North America is Canada. is Canada, but they just have, even on the land masses that are still connected, they still want to put invisible lines and borders on them, like we're separate. But we are right above America. Like, the most popular borders known in Canada is, especially Toronto, is New York and Niagara Falls, and Detroit and Windsor. But people don't know about Alberta and Saskatchewan borders North Dakota and Montana. Even British Columbia borders Washington. And when you move down further, you see the Grand Canyon, Utah, Arizona, and like all these other ancient places. And then California is not that far from that, from there either. So it's very important to take heed and know the world that we're living in on a geographical scale. And that's what Princess on the Ley Lines Heaven is about. Pre-orders now, official book dropping Winter Solstice 2020, diamondsareforever.ca for your pre-order of my second publication, Heaven. On the Ley Lines, those that are on the diamond journey, this will be extremely beneficial to you because I'm dropping so much pearls, so much gems in this novel. So we look at the great ancient world, this true ancient world. You tell me, the artifacts or writings found in the Grand Canyon appear to be created by Native Americans or ancient Egyptians? The answer is pretty clear. Did you know that all the monuments in the Grand Canyon are named after Egyptian pharaohs? This famous canyon in Arizona is actually an ancient array of pyramids. The sites even align with the same stars that the Pyramid of Giza aligned with, the constellation of Orion and Pleiades. So this is on Diamond Talk Radio Instagram. I drop so many jewels because I get so many like codes, especially during this 2020 vision. And there's so much information coming to the surface, especially for the true warrior kings and true warrior queens out there. Diamond Talk Radio is home. Diamonds Are Forever is home. Diamond Retreat Private. We're home, baby. We're traveling through the Milky Way and we're on our way to heaven, activating our crystal bar, our Merkaba, and our crystallized body vessel. It's such a magical and beautiful experience right now, the diamond journey. So get it together and come over to the divine side of heaven, really experiencing that bliss. Diamond Talk Radio for private members. And you can always follow Diamond James 13 on Instagram. Soul holistic literature for the mind, organic fiber clothing for the body, and herbs for the soul to really activate your crystal city inside of you. So the kingdom of heaven is inside of you. And if you know yourself, you'll find it. So this is it on the Diamond Phenomenon. And this is the grand finale. This is the second part. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get the times, but everything happens for a reason. It's in two different segments for a reason. And we hope you enjoy the Diamond Phenomenon 2020, the grand finale. This is just a little bit of info that we have here. If you want to continue crystallizing with us, join us over on Private on Instagram and become a retreat member, Diamond Retreat Private on Instagram. Also, our official website, which is a private membership website, diamondsareforever.ca. Again, it's your host, Shanella Beretta L., Miss Diamond Dreams herself. Diamond Dreams 13 is the umbrella for innovation and philanthropy. Again, check out those water towers, those garden towers to grow your food, become self-sufficient, grow your food. And that's it. It's a wrap. Welcome to the queendom and enjoy crystallizing and exploring the Diamond Retreat Private, the Diamond Phenomenon 2020 vision. And that's it. Bliss. We will be back in 2021 with Life Beyond the Stars. Right now, we're disappearing into the ethers, into our crystallization journey, the diamond phenomenon.
If you want to breathe.